Blog Talk Radio.
To God be the glory. Praise the Lord, everyone. We thank God for this marvelous, wonderful, blessed day that he's added into our lives. There is none like him. What a mighty God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, his name shall be praised. I thank God for all his great and mighty acts. We thank God for this day that he's blessed with our life, our health, our strength, activity of our limbs, sound mind. Praise God. There's so many things that could have occurred throughout the night, throughout the day, but this merciful God that renews mercies every morning. Thank God for his favor and his loving kindness. So as we come in your presence today, God, we want to glorify and magnify your name. We exalt you. We bless you. We lift you up in the name of Jesus. There is not by no other name shall man be saved. We thank you, glory to God, that we can call upon your name and have the confidence to know that you're going to answer. We thank you for the provisions that you bless us with every day. Every day. We thank you, Lord God, that the promises of the Lord add a rich and maketh no sorrow. We thank you that we have an appointment with destiny. So we thank you for Jeremiah 29:11 that let us know that he has a plan for us, and that plan is good and not for evil, to give us that expected end, to bless us and to prosper us. Thank you, Lord, El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the All-Sufficient One. We thank God for being Jehovah Nissi, the Lord my banner. We thank God, glory to God, for being Jehovah Tiskenu, the Lord of our righteousness, Jehovah Mekadesh, the God that sanctifies. We bless him for being Elohim, our God, power and might. Without you, Lord, we can do nothing. Through you, we can do all things. We bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. God, we bless you tonight for the servant that shall bring forth your word. We pray that you continue to bless and to minister to her, that she may be able to deliver and, glory, articulate the word, that it will become, glory to God, life to us as our ears hears, and bring deliverance, healing, encouragement, salvation, whatever it is. We pray you continue to bless her mind, bless her body, continue, glory to God, to move by your spirit. We bless the hearers, that we'll be attentively open ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church, to our vessels. In the name of Jesus, we bless, glory to God, all your prayer warriors. We bless, glory to God, you. We bless you, glory to God, for your loving kindness and how you love us. Without you, God, we can do nothing. Through you, we can do all things. Amen. Bless the Lord. We're reading tonight, and then we're going to prepare ourselves to release the mic to Apostle Tweety, that she may be able to deliver what God has given her for us. Amen. Resting in him. Come to me with all your weakness and physical, emotions, and spiritual. Rest in the comfort of my presence, remembering that nothing is impossible with me. Pry your mind away from your problems so you can focus your attention on me. Recall that I am able to immeasurably, more than all you ask or imagine. Instead of trying to direct me to do this and that, seek to attune yourself to what I am already doing. When anxiety attempts to wedge its way into your thoughts, remind yourself that I am your shepherd. The bottom line is that I am taking care of you. Therefore, you needn't be afraid of anything. Rather than trying to maintain control over your life, abandon yourself to my will. Though this may feel frightening, even dangerous, the safest place to be is in my will. The reference scripture will be from Luke 1:37, Ephesians 3:20, 21, Psalms 23:1-4. So as we prepare ourselves to give ear to the woman of God as she delivers the word that God has placed in her spirit for this hour and this end time, we give this place now as we relinquish our stand to Apostle Tweety. At this time, you may come on and speak whatever God has given you, and we pray blessings upon you. As we know, the word is already anointed, so if you anoint his servant, we release the line to her. Amen. Pastor Tweedy, are you on board? Praise the Lord. Well, bless the Lord, my sister. Let me see. I thought Pastor... Let me make sure. Misunderstood something. Not listening. Pastor Dorsey is not there. She had the switch line, the switchboard. So just in case, let me make sure that I open it myself in. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His. Okay. What's going on with the computer?
Praise the Lord.
So you're there. Praise the Lord.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Then I had released the line for you, but I evidently... It wasn't open because you didn't say anything. So you can go ahead and speak. We're giving the floor to you for the deliver whatever God has placed in your spirit for the women and men and women of God tonight.
Amen. Praise God. Truly, I do magnify the Most High God. I thank Him for allowing us in His presence. I do greet you all in the name of Yeshua. Amen. Our most excellent one. Amen. Praise God. The Lord our God. Amen. I ask you at this time that if you desire to get pen, paper, that you would get paper and pen. I have a lot of scripture, amen, that you would like to study, amen, praise God, beyond this teaching, amen, that the Lord has given me, and I would like to pray while you're trying to do this at this time. Father, in the name of the Most High God, I give you praise. I give you thanks. I give you glory. I give you honor. I exalt. I lift up your holy name. I thank you for allowing us in your presence. Father God, I ask if we sin any sin, if we've offended you in any way, whether it be thought, word, or deed, we ask, oh God, that you forgive us. We ask you to remove this mountain and let it be cast into the sea of forgetfulness. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to open up our deaf ears. We ask you, Lord God, to move the scales from our blinded eyes. Father God, we ask you for the fresh oil of the anointing that flows from the crown of the head even unto the sole of the feet. God, that will loose the shackles, Lord God, that will break the chain, Lord God, and Father God will set the captive free. Father God, we say thank you right now for your word, for your word is marvelous before us, and Father God, that works are marvelous in our eyes. We thank you, Lord God, for showing us your mighty acts and your excellent greatness. Father God, we say thank you for the windows of heaven being open. Father God, we ask you to heal, deliver, and set free. Father God, show unto us a more excellent way. And Lord God, we be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and the praises. In the name of the Most High God, we pray. Amen. I'll be coming to you in the topic of this lesson tonight. Out of Amos, the 8th chapter, verses 11 and 12. The word of the Most High said, behold, the day cometh, saith the Lord God, I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor of thirst for water, but for hearing the word of the Most High God. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from north even to the east. They shall run to and fro, seek the word of the Most High God, and shall not find it. Amen, praise God. There's a lot of things that have manifested, and a lot of people don't understand the manifestation of it, but they're just going along with the program. Amen, praise God. And a lot of things are happening in this hour, in this time. And as you can see, there's a lot of tragedies and a lot of things that are taking place. Some of us have come to the place that we're not satisfied. We're hearing, but there is no fulfillment. We're seeing, but we are not getting what we have need of. So a lot of us is transferring from one church to another church, and it's no satisfaction there because the void is not being filled. Amen, praise God. And the thing of it is, I can tell you about me. Amen, praise God. I became dissatisfied. And when I became dissatisfied, amen, I went directly to the source. I begin to seek the face of God. You don't find a lot of people seeking the face of God. If they get down and they pray for 10 or 15 minutes, 20 minutes at most, some maybe a half an hour, amen, praise God, they felt they have sought the face of God. They have forgotten they need a break. Amen, praise God. You need a breakthrough in order to have a relationship with God. God said his people have become so carnal-minded. And he said when he has spoken, they take his word carnally rather than taking his word spiritually. He said, let this mind is in Christ. Let it also be in you. You need the mind of Christ in order to interpret what the Spirit is saying unto the church. And if you don't have that interpretation, you're yet lost. And we're going to find out a lot of things in the scripture, what the word of God is saying. There is a famine in the land. People are running to and fro. There's a lot of tragedies, and you don't understand why all these tragedies, why all these things are manifesting, why all of these things are taking place. It's because there's a famine. People are not hearing the word. They're hearing what they want to hear, and they're doing almost what they want to do. Amen, praise God. If it don't work out that way, let me try it this way. If it don't work out this way, then let me try it that way. Amen. I pray that you have got pen, paper, pencil. Amen, praise God, because I'm going to start with Colossians 1, the first chapter of Colossians. And the 25th verse. The word of the Most High God said, Whereof I am made a minister according to the presentation of God, the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which have been hid from the ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. God is speaking to a people at this hour. As he spoke to the disciples years ago, and some of them was, I would say, dumbfounded. And they did not understand what he was saying because they too were like carnal-minded. And the word of God said to be carnal-minded is death. Amen, praise God. And there's a deafness that takes place when you cannot see the revelation God is speaking. I too could not see the revelation. And the things I saw in the word of God began to trouble me. And as they began to trouble me, I began to ponder in my mind and in my heart. And I began to say, Lord, what is this? God, what is going on? You said now you would enlighten the eye of my understanding. And I need you to enlighten me. And the word of God came to me, and he began to speak to me concerning the hidden mysteries and the things that were in his word, which is so plain as the nose on our face. God spoke to me, and he said, I want you to go back to Genesis. And to show you how carnal-minded I was, I went back to Genesis. And when I went back to Genesis, I saw, oh, yeah. Noah took the animal in the ark, not only by two, by seven. Okay, I'm pleased. That's good. I'm gone. But there was a whole lot more that was there. And at that time, I couldn't see it because I was so carnal-minded. And I could not see the mysteries or that which was hidden and that which God wanted me to see. But after seeking God and continue to seek him, because I wasn't satisfied. I needed to know more. There, I knew there was more to this thing than meet the eye. I had to know. And as I began to seek the face of God, he began to open up his word to me even a little bit more. I'm going to take you to 2 Timothy 3:16. A lot of time we have just read the word of God. We have gone to where what we call Bible study. You don't really study the Word of God at Bible study. You'll hear the Word being taught to you at Bible study. And a lot of times you see people there, some did and some didn't. They would bring a pencil and a piece of paper. The Word of God said these were more noble than they were at Thessalonica, for they searched the Word daily to see what these things so which they had been taught. A lot of time we hear, but we don't search the Scripture. And we need to, after we hear, we need to search the Scripture. We need to invite the Spirit. We need to invite our teacher in to teach us. And my point was years, I cried out for years. Now I saw visions. And I saw visions from the time I was 4 years old. I couldn't interpret them. I saw recent vision, but I could interpret them because they became plain to me. There's like a scale that have been put on the eyes of men. And to make a long story short, we have been mind controlled. We have been given what they want us to have. And we went along with it rather than the truth. So we just read the Word because we were told not to question God. Who are you to question God? No, you're not questioning God for his acts. You're not questioning God for what he does. But you're asking him that you can have understanding. And the Word of God said, in all thy get an understanding. A lot of time we went off the mind of man. And this is what has happened down through the years. One minister preached, but the next minister preached years after years, the same thing they preached. You preach the same thing. But the Word of God, we were not really amplifying as it needed to be amplified because we did not see the mysteries. I'm going to prove that to you. The Word of God says, in 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 6, sorry, not 16, 1 through 6, this, know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. That's where we are. And the latter days did not just start, they've been here. We didn't pay it no attention. We just went along with it. For men shall become lovers of their own self. It's what I want. It's the way I want it. This is my program, and I run it like I want to run it. Well, who sought the face of God? I had a meeting one time with some of the church members, and one of the members left because I told her, you know what, why you enter into anything without praying and seeking the face of God? Ask, and it shall be given. Lean not to your own understanding. And predominantly, we have done just that. So we see all the chaos that is going on in the house now. It's not in the world. The world has already been in chaos. It's been there. But now the chaos is in the house. Amen? And the Word of God said, men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boastful, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. The Word of God told us, do not take his name in vain. And what we don't know, a lot of us have did just that because we refuse to seek and find out, Lord, what is going on here? I don't want to take your name in vain. Tell me what I need to do. When God began to open up the doors of utterance to me, and I began to search and seek that I might find, I came upon some stuff. And when I came upon some stuff, I backed off of it. And I'm like, no, I can't do this. No. And the Spirit of God spoke to me and told me, you so heavenly minded to you no earthly good. And it caused me to think twice. In other words, I'm trying to show you something. And you're so carnal minded till you are in the earth realm and trying to live in the kingdom of heaven all at the same time. I needed to know what I needed to know here. I needed to know what I needed to know now. And there are revelations that are popping up everywhere in the Word of God for me now. I just learned something the other day, and I had been asked God about it. And he opened that thing up to me. And I'm like, okay, I see now. I didn't understand. But now I see. You ever hear the people say, I once was lost, but now I'm found? I once was blind, but now I see? A lot of times we don't pay attention to simple things like that. But it is actually dealing with the people of God. The Word of God goes on to say, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontent, fears, despisers of those that are good. We find ourselves in a lot of places like this. Well, you know, did you see she did what? Come out of your carnalness. Because to be carnal-minded is death. When you're only killing you, you're not killing that person that you're talking about. You're only killing your walk with God. Because then God can't deal with you like he needs to deal with you. A lot of times I feel alone, but I thank God for the separation. Because I found out more now than I have ever found it out, and I've been in this for over 30 years. The Word of God said having a form of godliness. You find that in the house. It is in the house. They're shouting. They're singing. They're all in the choir. They're ushering on the door. They're preaching. They have become commercial preachers. It's all in the house. They only have a form of godliness. But they're denying the power that's getting ready to come and destroy them. A lot of people want to play with God, but you can't play with God. God is nothing to play with. Amen. You do better playing with me. Amen, praise God. But denying the power thereof, the Word of God tells us from such, turn away from these things. Cut these things off. The Word of God says, study to show yourself approved unto God, not unto man. You have nothing to prove unto man. Men have heaven or hell to put you in, but you better study to prove yourself unto God. A workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You know what? If you can't deal with the truth, then this is your outage right here. Because I don't deal with nothing but what God has given me and showed me. And some things that I cannot, because the Word of God said, as Paul said, a lot of us are still drinking meat, milk and cannot eat meat. So he said, I have fed you with milk rather than meat. Because you were not able to what? Bear it. These men suffered. Our Savior suffered and went through because of the truth, and they were telling the truth. He said, I came unto my own, and they did not even receive me. So the Word of God said, these people had a form of godliness because why? They knew the laws of Moses. They sit up in high seats and high places. And you find a lot of that in the house. It's like a parade going on. Who have the best clothes? Who's giving the best offering? Who's the best tithe payer? All of this is in the house. The Word of God said, my house should be called a house of prayer. You don't even see that anymore where the saints used to go from door to door, one another. We used to come together, and we used to pray till the power of God would move, and God would shake and change and turn things around. Amen, praise God. You don't even see that anymore. There's a famine in the land. Amen, praise God. Because men ought to always pray and not faint. And when I tell you what I'm telling you now, it came through the Sunday school and the message today. And God had already given it to me early last week. God is speaking, people. He said, for this sort are they which creep into houses and led captive silly women laden with sin. Now you look at that in a carnal sense of mind. And you look at, oh, you know, he's talking about women. No, he's talking about weak people. These are weak people that have come in, that have been sent to destroy things, You got all these cliques going on. Well, she, he is on my side. And we, this is what we meet he going to do. They're weak. A lot of things God laid before us is not as we see them. God told me that years ago. He said, when you talk about the windows of heaven, it do not like the windows you looking at. He said, when you're talking about a pool, it ain't the pool like you know it. He said, my word is altogether different because my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. So it takes God to open up the doors of utterance and allow you to come in and sup with him and him with you. It's a beautiful place to be. When you're in a place, in a room filled with beautiful scent that you have never smelt before in your life, and you're wondering, did you break a bottle of perfume? The word of God said they're laden with sin, led away with divers lust. They're lusting after the things of this world, and they've gone into the world and got the things of this world and brought them into the house of God. And this is what's going to draw the people to the house of God if we do this, that, and the other thing. Rather than just magnify the Most High God. Amen, praise God. Let's go to Hosea. Hosea, the fourth chapter. And the sixth verse. The word of the Most High God says, my people. Who is his people? I consider myself to be his people. I destroyed for the lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. Came unto his own. We are God's own. But we did not receive what he had. My proof of it, when I went over there to Genesis, yeah, you get seven animals for sacrifices, yeah, two by two. No, oh, I didn't know that, yeah, Noah. But there was so much more in the book of Genesis that he wanted to show me. And because at that time he knew that he couldn't deal with me because I was still drinking milk rather than eating meat, I wouldn't have received it. So the word of the Most High God says, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. And we have broken every one of them. We haven't forgotten them, we just broke them. And we broke them because why? We didn't have complete understanding. Nobody took time to really break it down to us. And the thing of it is, a lot of it was hidden from us. There are more than 66 books, saints of God. There is at least 94 books. There's a book that's called the Apocryphal, but you were not supposed to find that book. You were not supposed to find Jasper, which you read about in the Word of God. We didn't search for it. We didn't look for it. You heard of the book of Jubilee. We didn't search for it. We didn't look for it. Because of the famine that was in the land. Who put it there? God said, I put it there. Because you rejected my knowledge. You have rejected me. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Thou hast forgotten the law of the God. I will also forget thy children. We are thy children. We are the people of God. We are the chosen. We are the elect. We are the remnant. And this is what he's coming back for. He's coming back for a church. You are that building that was made without hands. This is why you had to be born again. We can't stay in iniquity. We cannot stay in sin, in transgression. We must learn who he is. Don't be afraid to ask him. Because my first question to him, and I'll never ask that one again, that was, what was you doing before you created all of this? I will never ask that question again. But I learned to go to him and talk with him and allow him to come and talk with me. When he started me with this search to find out who his only begotten son was, who he was, it was 6 weeks. And I studied for 6 weeks, both day and night, because I didn't want to be so heavenly minded till I was no earthly good. Okay, then show me what you're talking about. Oh, okay, I lift up my hand, show it to me. You've got to get in a place of denial. You have to deny yourself. It's not just going to come to you and be poured out upon you like that. You have to get in a place where you have denied yourself and God can trust you. Trials will come. But you got to know that he's able to bring you through those trials. Temptations will come. But you got to know he's able to overcome those temptations. You see, a lot of time we have been tempted and carried away with our own lust and doing our own thing and doing whatever we want to do. Because what? That seemed right to me. Sometimes I talk to people, and sometimes people say certain things. Sometimes I cannot tell them what God says because they are not ready to receive it. And you're looking at it, and you're seeing it, you can't say. Because even if you do say, they were like, you know what, I don't see it like that. No, you don't see it. God has predestinated every one of our lives. And our lives have been predestined for the glory of God. You people, the people of God, do not know who they really are. Amen. Let's go to Luke, the 8th chapter, 10th verse. We need to know. We need to sit down and talk with him. He said, come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. We need a rest in our spirit. We need a rest in our mind. And right now what he's doing, God is doing some things right now I don't even understand, and it's very strange to me, or very peculiar to me at this hour. But I know it's a move of God. The word of God said in Luke, the 8th chapter, 10th verse, and he said unto you, it is given unto you, it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. You must get to the place where you know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. It is given unto you, but to others in parables. And this is why he spoke in parables, because it was not for them, but it was for the people of God. That seeing that they might not see, they had two eyes. They weren't blind. They can't see it. They didn't see it. I didn't see it. A lot of things you didn't see. Amen. Praise God. I encourage you to go back to Genesis. There's a lot of things in Genesis. Amen. Praise God. The man has not even preached upon. I've not heard it. And then after I found it and I saw it, then people around me begin to talk about it. That's in other words to confirm what God had taught me or showed me. The word of the Most High God is a hearing. They might not understand. They're not going to understand. People do not understand a lot of times when God give a word. And I don't understand why he gave that. And what do he mean by that? Seek the face of God. Ask him. And he will reveal unto you what he is saying. Let's go to Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. Many people have preached this. Many. The word of the Most High said, and the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. Automatically, your first presumption of it, you're looking at bones. Let's go a little bit further. And caused me to pass by them and about and around. Behold, there were very many in the open valley. Now I'm in the spirit. And lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. These were not literally bones. These were people. They were people. Dried up people. And that's what Ezekiel was looking at. And guess who he was looking at? And I will lay sin upon you, and I will bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. The word of God said, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. These bones were living, but they were dry. They may as well have been dead. There were many of them. And they were scattered in all four corners of the earth. He said, so I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was noise. And behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone, nation to its nation, where God will have them to come from out of the nation. God is getting ready to do a shakening, my people. God is getting ready to move and raise up a people. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above. But there was no breath in them. They still didn't have no life. They going to church, singing in the choir, going to the nightclub, coming out cussing, blaspheming, therefore witness against thy neighbors. Hatred, envy, bitterness, strife is going on. And this is in the house of God. They're in the house of God, but they're yet dead. In the house of God and lost. As the woman said, I lost my money and I need to find it. That was a soul. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, my son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, the four corners, O breathe, and breathe upon these slain, those that have went through, those that had suffered, those that were in slavery, those that were oppressed. These were the dry bones. And they may live. God is getting ready to shake things. So I prophesied as he commanded me and breathed upon them. And they lived and stood up. They're getting ready to stand up on their feet. An exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones in the four corners of the earth are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. As you can see, there were many losing their lives, going into jailhouses and not coming out. On the street corners, babies in cars. People are losing their mind. They're looking like zombies. You're seeing it for yourself. These are the dry bones. These are the house of Israel. God is getting ready to change some things. and turn some things around. It can't continue like this because there's many that are crying out, like they cried out in the brick pits of Egypt. Let's go to Matthew, the 15th chapter, the 24th verse. But he answered and said, this is after talking to a woman that was seeking what he had and could give her. And he told her, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. A lot of things which you don't understand have been rewritten in the word of God. But except you search the word of God, you will never find out, and they don't want you to find out. This is why they're castrating men now in the prison, because their nation is dwindling and drying up. They're giving babies medication, and as you can see, there's a vast nation of mental challenged children that are being born all over the place. They cannot afford you to come into the knowledge of the truth, because if they do, they're going to lose ground and they're going to lose footing. He also said in John, the 17th chapter, in the 9th verse, I pray for them, the lost house of Israel. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. All of that came up between Sunday school and the message. The people of God. He said, I didn't pray for the world. He said, Jacob I love and Esau I hate it. I didn't write it. It was already written. Some would say, well, then how could he be God? He is God. He's the creator of all things. We came in this world with nothing, and out of this world will we leave with nothing. You don't have anything. You're just what God needed to get done what he needed to get done. John, the 5th chapter, the 43rd verse. I am come in my Father's name. Moses asked him, when he told him to go and deliver my people out of those brick pits, out of Egypt, I want you to get them out of there. I've heard their cry. He said, well, who do I say send me? What is your name? He said, I am that I am is my name. We call him everything else but, rather than seek his face and find out, Lord, what do I call you? He told me one day in a service, the service was moving, the Spirit of God was moving, and I heard him say Elohim. I didn't stop there. I went and got the book. Well, what is this? And it was pouring out of my spirit. Search the scripture. In them ye think he got eternal life. It is them that testify of who he is. He is the great I am. I told people, I said, when I found out why he left, his mother and father had to take him, and they took him to Egypt. He was running. Well, they was running for his life, and they had to go. He had to go in Egypt. How he quit he going to Egypt for? Because he blended in with the people. That's why he had to go to Egypt. But yet we ignore who he really is. Ecclesiastes said he had black hair, bushy, bushy black hair. Revelation said he had white hair, like a wool, like a sheep. But we have ignored all of that rather than taking up the cross and following him. St. John, the 5th chapter, the 43rd verse said, I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. The people are flocking behind commercial preachers. These people are living in mansions, while many of them are living in projects, broken down houses. God getting ready to fix that too. Time is not long as it once have been. God said he's going to deal with the oppressors. There are many things are getting ready to manifest and many things getting ready to happen if we are not in the place where we need to be. God said only the strong shall survive. We need to get anchored. Because whatever we must suffer, it already have been predestined for us to go through. Endure hardness as a good soldier. They that endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Let me take you a little bit further, a little bit deeper. Let's go to 83rd division of Psalms. You don't know that you are a hidden nation. They told you one thing just to keep you satisfied. But it never dawned on you, and you never thought of it. Why those people in my name is the same name? Why are we carrying the same name? We're not kin to one another. What's going on here? What's happening? Go to God. Go to God and ask him. I'm giving you these so you can search them. Search the scripture. Don't stop there, what I'm giving you, because there's a whole apocryphal book, and all of it is not even in the apocryphal. I read the other day there are 94 books, and some of them are mentioned in the Old Testament. Did we dare go look? Did we dare go search? What are these books? Who are these books? Why are these books mentioned in there? When I heard of the book of Enoch, I had to have it. And I said, Lord, I need the book. I need that book. And when I talked to God about that book, I said, Lord, I can't afford that. And God said to me, he said, there's a Catholic church up in the mountain. Go up there. I didn't know it was no Catholic church. I asked my mom, I said, well, is there a Catholic church up there? She said, yeah, there's one up there. I said, will you take me? And when she took me up there and I explained to the people about the book of Enoch, the woman that had a second word, she said, I'll print it off for you. You know what? I said, no, ma'am, I don't know. She said, that's all right, I'll find it. And I got enough paper. I will print that book off for you. In the meanwhile, God led me into their library. And in their library was a Bible. First thought, pick the Bible up. I began to look through the Bible, and I come went back out. I said, can I ask you, do y'all loan Bibles, the books? She said, of course we do. I said, do you have to write down on certain days? She said, no. Just when you get through, bring it back. Well, saints, I want you to know in that Bible was the Bible and also the apocryphal, as we can call it, the New and the Old Testament was in there, and the apocryphal. God had a plan. What plan he had, I had no idea. I read some of the book. The rest of it I didn't understand on and did not know. And a lot of things God began to open up to me here in my search of 6 weeks. Psalms, the 83rd division of Psalms, starting at the first verse. Keep not thou silent, O God. Hold not thy peace and be not still, O God. For lo, thine enemy make tumult. They made a plan. They made a pact. Who did they make it against? You and I, our ancestors. And they that hate thee have lifted up their head. Why they hate God? Why do they hate us? What have we done to them? Keep searching and you'll find out. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted. They went to witches. They went to occults. And again, that hidden ones. And they have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. God is getting ready to raise us up. And I tell it everywhere I go. Since I found, I don't care if they are drunk, I don't care if they are on drugs, I don't care who they are. I let them know. Clean yourself up. You belong to God. You don't have to go down like this. We are royal people. Don't reject it. This you will reject your inheritance. The lie that they told you. Go and search it out for yourself. That they brought those Africans over here. That was the hidden agenda. The devil is a lie. They were running from the Romans and went into Africa. And the Africans sold them to the British. And some came in by boats to the United States of America. That's another book called The Last Lost Tribe of Israel. And I'm going to tell you, if you go out after that book, it's going to cost you. They done raised that book up so high, they don't want it in your hand. $300 to $1,000. But guess what? I went to my father for that book, too. And guess what? He put it in my hand without cost. You have to hunger and thirst after righteousness. You have to have a hunger and a desire. That's both day and night. And when you hunger and thirst and you have that desire, God said, I will fill it. Panteth after me as the deer panteth after the water brook. Let's drop down to the 12th verse. Who said, let us take to ourselves the houses of God in possession. And a lot of people don't know today, that they own your 501c3. Oh, not only that, to prove to you that you're still in slavery, go check your birth certificate online. See how much you're worth to the United States of America. It is a proven fact you're still under slavery. I know why I started going through. Because he knew that I would release this, and I'm going to release it. You are the people of the Most High God. I talked to a woman. She said, I'm a spiritual Israelite. Show me in the Bible where there are any spiritual Israelites. There is none. The blood that runs through your vein is the blood from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You are a seed. You are an heir and a joint heir. And God promised Abraham to bless you. But there are things that you must do in order to get the blessings of God that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. And that's doing more than just quote the scripture. You need to know how to approach him. You need to know to be still and know that he is God. Let's go back to St. John, the 21st chapter. And I'm trying to be obedient because I caught this very short. There is so much to be told and so much need to be heard. We suffer and go through for no reason. The word of the Most High God is said, and there, I'm going to tell you about these books. And there were also many other things which Jesus did, well, you call him Jesus, the which, if they would be written, everyone, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the book that should be written. There were books that was written was supposed to be put into the hands of the wise, which was 77 books. Where are these books? They found more than Isaiah at the Dead Sea. That wasn't the only scroll that they found. They found many more. When they read it, they could not release it to you, lest you find out who you were. Go get the book of Jubilee. Go get the Apocryphal. Go get Jasper. Go get these books and read them. This is a proven fact. This is why they were taken out of the Bible. This is why they were taken out of the Apocryphal. To hide who you really were. Oh, who are those people over there? They are Khazarians. They stole your land. But God said he don't deal with them. And he said he's going to have a meeting with them. And they're going to give back what they stole. There were two other books that are mentioned. One is in Daniel and the other one is in Revelation that was written. And the Most High God told them to seal them books. Don't write another thing. These are for the latter days. These books are now open. Because the people of God must come into the knowledge of who they are. It's no longer hidden. I saw a woman the other day. She was saying, y'all people need to come back home. Where was she standing? In Israel. She said, we're not Israelites. Y'all need to come back home. There's a lot of people are confessing now. And it's an open thing now. But it's up to you to search. It's up to you to look. Or continue to walk in darkness. Because God said many of us yet are walking in darkness. And in dark ages. That's what he said. He said many are still walking in dark ages. I know my destiny in this, but I pray to endure. Search the scripture. Talk with God. Don't let the master give you something and you take it no more. I'm going to find out and I'm going to know for myself. Because I know that I have a relationship with God and he will talk with me. And I'm with him. He said he would in the first chapter of Isaiah. He will prepare me to come into his presence, and I will enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. God is about to raise up a people. It's high time to wake out of sleep. It's time to get up. Know your rights. Even as he told Joshua, come on, take them clothes off of him and put a robe on him. bring me a robe for my prodigal son. The reason why we don't know is because they did not teach us. They went to worshiping other gods and other idols. And that's a proven fact in the desert when they made that calf. Because to them, Moses took too long and they needed a God to worship. God should tell my people to come out of idol worship. All of these holidays that you're jumping on, jump off. Because you don't know what you're worshiping. But search it for yourself and you'll find out. These things were not made for you. They were made for them, but they got you worshiping them. So much more I can say, but I will close at that. Being obedient. Because I saw online it said an hour. I thank you for your time and your patience. But I encourage you, seek the face of God. Call upon him while he is near. Look unto him, the author and the finisher of your faith. He is the potter, and you are the clay. And remember, that's all you are. You don't own nothing but what he gives you, and it's yours. And you don't own that, but you can thank him for it. Amen. I turn this back over to the hands of divine connection. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord tonight. Praise God for the word as the apostle brought forth the word. So many things in there that God is speaking for us to seek out his face more. You can hear him seek his face, and the more we seek his face and spend time with him, he will bring understanding and clarity of our directions and our purpose. So that part definitely is imperative, that we hear the voice of the Lord. And some things we may not understand now, and he will bring it clear to us. And the things that if it's something that we really want to know, we search and study, He will bring it clear. The things, glory to God, for whatever season, whatever time, we need to be able to hear the voice of God so we can get clarity for ourselves. And in the meantime, there may be some things that were said that we all may have to go back and seek God's face to find out. But the majority of the word that was spoken is causing us to turn to God and recognizing the tricks of the enemy and the division and confusion that the adversary has released and so forth, so we will not be able to know, because he said, as she said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and we need to know what truth is and what God is saying for us at this hour and at this time. Of course, some things that we hear is some things for history, other things is for our daily walk that we need to know. So, but in the meantime, we thank God for the apostle, as the Lord bless him for the study. As you can hear, she's studying, seeking out the face of the Lord. But at this time, we want to open the lines up for prayer for those that may have some prayer requests that are out there we need to address. If there's a praise report, we'll take a minute or two to address that too as well. But we do want to thank the Lord for Apostle speaking to us tonight, and pray the Lord continue to bless and cover under the blood and continue to speak to our heart and continue to give her the words of wisdom and the prophetic for this hour and this time in these last days. At this time, does anyone have a prayer request? We're going to take those prayer requests at this hour and let the Lord direct us in our next step, and then we're going to release you all from the line. We do thank you for coming in and listening, and pray that God continue to bless in a miraculous way. Is there requests now? We open the line. Does anyone have a prayer request? Okay. Let me click and open all of them if they're not open yet. Does anyone still have a request? I don't want to hold the line. If you don't, we'll just get ready to pray. If there's something else the Holy Spirit has spoken, I just want to turn on all the mics right now. Anyone? Do we have a praise report that we want to share? Then we can take that now, too, as well. Everybody's quiet tonight. Praise the Lord.
Well, do you hear me?
No, I'm hearing
you.
I didn't hear anybody. Trying to speak to somebody. I didn't hear anybody. I hear you. Okay, who am I speaking to now?
Those.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes? I'm listening. Is something happening while it's getting crossed up? Just go ahead and just speak up, and then that way maybe we can find out what's going on, because the mics are on. Pastor Dorothy, are you there? Because I opened the mics if you didn't do it. So I can't hear anybody with just a noise in the background. Every once in a while, it sounds like somebody's trying to speak, but I'm not hearing anybody.
Well, the people in Louisiana have need of prayer. I warned them and I told them.
Okay.
What God had showed to me concerning that place.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
So now they in need of prayer.
All right, Louisiana. Okay. You said pray for the school?
Yes, for the kids that's going back to school.
Most definitely, yes. We continue to keep that in prayer. Praise the Lord. We have those two. Any more? Children returning back to school prayer. Are those the only requests tonight? I know the enemy's trying to fight us with a little bit of technical difficulty. Must be mad. Praise God. But we're going to still press and pursue. Praise the Lord. Amen. Mm-hmm. So is that the last request before we start praying? It sounds like somebody having a little difficulty. You're trying to, you can't get through? Huh? Hello? Must be having some trouble with the audio tonight. Praise God. Mother Alexander, are you on the phone? Yeah, we're having some problems. Father, in Jesus' name, as we come in agreement tonight, we come against every satanic and demonic force that want to come up against, glory to God, this blog talk tonight as we prepare for prayer. But God, we thank you that the word gone out. We thank you for the prayers that already prayed. We know that we have power in the name of Jesus. So we take authority, bind and loose the assignment of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We speak in God, those airways and lines will be open and we'll not have any interference. But we speak, glory to God, that we trust and believe in you, that we trust the word of God that came forth that is telling us, glory to God, about the satanic and demonic forces that are at work. But we know that we have authority and we walk in the peace of God. We will not fret of what the evil one's doing. We're standing on knowing that our promises, glory to God, the promise that you have for us, that we stand on your report. God, we pray, God, that you continue to not have us ignorant of Satan's devices. So as we come in your presence today, we pray for the people of Louisiana. As the prophet already said, there was a warning that went out for some things that are occurring or transpiring there. So we ask you, Lord God, to intervene. We pray that you touch the heart of man and open up the ears that they may be able to hear what the Spirit has to say. Take out a stony heart, put in a heart of stone. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh, that it may receive your word and it fall on good ground. We're praying for change and transformation. Whatever is going on, glory to God, in the cosmos there or in the atmosphere or even in the lives of the people, we're praying, glory to God, that we turned around, that you may get glory and praise. We come against the forces of the enemy to come in for destruction and destroying the lives of your people and the places, glory to God, that people will find themselves going and doing that are contrary to your will. We're praying open eyes and understanding in the name of Jesus to see who the real enemy is in the name of Jesus, because you told us we fight not against flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness and principalities and so forth and so on, and these foul and unclean spirits we bind up and command to be loosened, go back to the dry places from whence it came. We pray most of all for repentance, that of heart of repentance in the name of Jesus. There are things that we're going to pray for that we know, God, you told us to pray without ceasing, and while we're here, work while it's day, because when night comes, no man can work. But there are some things that people that lives that we will be touched by what the word of God says and what he's given us to do and the giftings, what he's given us to do to say. But then there's other things beyond our control. Only thing we can do is trust you and believe, glory, whatever you assign to our hand to do, and release the rest into your hands in the mighty name of Jesus. And as a prayer request, as we've been praying consistently concerning the children going back to school, God, we know that it's the demonic and satanic forces always at work, trying to come up against our youth, trying to kill the seed, trying to keep it from being manifested of the power and the anointing of what God wants to do in their lives and bring them to that next place and the lead, glory to God, others out of darkness into the marvelous light. We cancel that assignment of all of the forces that will come to bring destruction, to come up against their lives, as we've been praying all summer, that the enemy will be bound up, that he will not take the lives of many as he desired to do and cause them to be caught up in things that they shouldn't be in, cause them to make decisions that could alter their lives, whether they are their destiny in the future, or cause delays, or either cancel out their life period. Well, I thank you, Lord God, for the power of prayer and those that are praying, but we also come against the forces of the enemy that may try to set stages and traps and snares for them as they go back in and enter the school. Some have already entered into school, and some are preparing to go back in the name of Jesus. Others are preparing at the end of the month. Nevertheless, we bind up every satanic and demonic force, every foul and unclean spirit that come to take their lives, to come to cause them to get caught up in drugs or alcoholic or making a wrong decision just that one time, just decide to yield off of what was right and did something contrary and caused their lives to be altered. Some that the enemy has set in traps go out through school, or whether it be their teachers or some of their little peers or little other ones that might even be from the bullies. But nevertheless, we curse and counsel that some that might want to indulge in some things because they want to feel popular, or they want to get caught up in being recognized and want others to know who they are and want to make a difference. The blood of Jesus, if they want to make a difference in the wrong way, we cancel that. We are praying against those that are caught up in the internet, those that globally got caught up in the enemy is trying to set traps for homosexuality, because and that spirit has risen up from elementary school all the way to adults, and we know he's always flashing it on the TV, flashing all kinds of things to make it look enticing for that, or well as drugs, and well as, you know, trying to make a name or looking at, glory to God, others to be their mentors, and they might be doing all kind of contrary things. God, we're praying our eyes to come open, especially in the body of Christ, but even also in the lives of those little innocent ones. We're praying for the mothers and fathers to wake up and recognize and also be the nurturers they're supposed to be, and also the mentors they need to be in their lives, and not just want to go out and get entertain them, glory to God, with something with the internet or some electronic or something, glory to God, and buying them this and buying them that and making them feel loved because you purchased everything that they wanted, but they're not learning responsibility. They're not learning, glory to God, the realness of what is going on out there in life and the decision making that can cost them so much if they are not have the right knowledge that they need to go through life. So, God, we're praying for the parents as well of these children, of these youth. God, we're just praying for the teachers as well, that they will be concerned about our youth and not just for a paycheck and not because some have, glory to God, got disgruntled because of the finances, because they do need it, glory to God, to be able to do their job. And some are overworked and overwhelmed, and some just tired, and some have not got a fair shake, and sometimes they reflect back on the children. But, God, I'm praying for a change. I'm praying for, glory to God, even for these youth with their disobedience and rebellion attitudes that will come up in the schoolhouses, sometimes even in the church as well. Some parents allowing them go without the mouth off and get caught up in rebellion and stubbornness and whatever foolishness that goes on in the house of God, in the house as well, in the name of Jesus, God. So we are praying eyes to come open, ears to come open, and we'll do what is needed for discipline as well, but not to overwhelm and beat them down, but to also have a balance of love and discipline. God, we're just praying for a change. We're praying for mercy, praying for grace, in the name of Jesus.
We're at a time now, so much is going on. Even the parents are going through a lot as well. But, God, I'm praying as believers as well as we pray for others that don't know you in the pardon of your sins, but as believers that we anchor down and get in that place that we take on the knowledge of Christ, widely desire that word, study it, and glory to God to be approved of God and come out from among them, be separated and touch not those unclean things so God can bless and God can move and we can be example, we can be a light, we can make a difference. And, God, we're praying understanding. You said out of all you're getting, get an understanding. So don't let us take a piece of this and a piece of that, a piece of that. Let us get the trueness of the fullness of what you're saying concerning our lives and the direction and the destiny that you have for us so we won't get caught up in chaos and confusion. If we seek out the face of God, study your word, rightly divide it, and ask glory to God and seek out your face and let you, glory to God, speak into our hearts as well as we have the fivefold ministry. We need to know you for ourselves. God, we bless you today and we honor you in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Is there any other requests? If not, I just want to pray and thank the Lord again. Praise God for what he's done and what he's doing continuously for Blog Talk and what he's doing. Glory to God in the move of God. We're at this hour, we're not, we don't have a person on board yet for a confirmation about the second, we just did the second Sunday tonight for Blog Talk, but the message for fourth Sunday, we're going to be listening to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say on that, and I'm not quite sure about that Sunday yet because I'll be in transition taking my granddaughter back to the East Coast, so we're going to wait on the Lord on that one so we can have a specific date. Bless the Lord. But at this time, if we have any remarks or any announcements, we're going to open the floor for that, and then we're going to prepare ourselves to depart from the phone of this for tonight, but not the presence of God. And we do have Monday night prayer every Monday at 7 o'clock Eastern time and 6 o'clock Central, because I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma, so we have to say Central time for my time and 7 o'clock East Coast. And however else, any other states across the country, then, of course, then we give that hour out. They can, you know, balance the time for whatever time frame they'll be in within those that time frame. But at this time now, open for remarks or testimony for a couple of minutes, and then we're going to have praise report. Then we're going to get ready to close the line for tonight. But we do thank you. Praise God. The line is open now. We have any prayer requests or remarks? Oh, we still haven't fallen to the phone. Can anybody hear me?
I hear you.
Okay.
Amen.
All right, then. There's no remarks? Okay, if we don't have any remarks for tonight, praise the Lord. We just do thank Pastor Tweedy again for the Lord blessing her to bring the word. We praise God for Pastor Dorsey that's doing the switchboard if she's on tonight. And we just bless the Lord for all that he's done. I pray that you continue to pray and seek out the face of God. We continue to pray one for another. I do want to cover the prayer warriors as they pray continuously, consecutively, consistently, persistently, and persevere. All those every week, even those that come on the regular and some that because of the ministry and other times they're still praying and interceding or sending out requests. And I pray God's blessings upon you that the Lord continue to keep and strengthen you as you continue to stand in the gap for others and be standing in proxy and intervening and interceding, glory to God, for those that are hurting and going through, for our nation, for our youth, and for everybody, glory to God, even for the ones that are bringing messages and the ones that God is blessing to deliver even a word periodically for prophecy or that God may give. I just bless the Lord for you. I pray blood covering over you, bind up every satanic and demonic force of the enemy that will come up against your finances, your body, your glory to God, for ministry or any other thing that he tried to come up. We cancel his assignment. He is loose from his assignment. We speak the blessings of the Lord that had a rich and make him no sorrow. We pray, God, continue to focus and praise your focus continue to be on the Lord, on His Word, and God being encouraged. No matter what discouragement comes, continue to hold fast to the promises of the Lord. Continue to speak and decree what thus said the Lord, regardless of circumstances or situations. Know, glory to God, that our help coming from the Lord, and that we are the royal priesthood. Greater is He that's on the inside of us than He that's after us. And we know, glory to God, that no weapon, no matter how many times it's been formed, no weapon, no matter how long it's been formed, is not going to prosper. What the enemy meant for evil, God got a way of turning it around for the good, because He works all things for the good for those that love Him and called according to His purpose. So we give God glory. Pray for the finances to be released and loose. We pray and glory for debt cancellation. We pray for healing and wholeness. We pray for those that are persistent in prayer and seeking out God's face even while their bodies are going through. We're thanking God that He has not forgotten your labor of love. We pray glory to God for the ministers, the pastors. We pray glory to God for the women and men of God that are standing in the gap, those glory to God that are out there in the field, those that are glory to God doing missions, those glory to God that are there out there for the youth, those that are encouraging people in the street, those that are going into bars, glory to God, and going out in the field and going on the streets the ladies of the night are, or whatever, and for all those glory to God that are laying their lives on the line for places that some of us will be consider going, and some will just be fearful because that's not your assignment. Every man needs to find out what their assignment is. And He told us that we'll work out our salvation with fear and trembling as unto the Lord, each individual. So we got to have our face like flint and head like flint and feet like hinds feet to be able to go and do what thus said the Lord. But hold on to what He says, not in our own will, not in our own strength, not on our own preconceived notions, but in the Lord. We bless you, Jesus. We give you glory. We give you praise. And help us to have a spirit of worship. Praise to glorify the Lord. We need the word, so we just can't get caught up in just the word church and no worship. It has to be word and praise. We need to be able to praise and magnify the Lord. We need to be able to glorify. We need to study and know that word. We need to stand on that word, but we got to have a balance in our worship, our praise, and knowing the word and standing and speaking and decreeing and reaching in the name of Jesus. So we bless you, Lord, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, and walk in love and forgiveness, and we praise you for it. Amen and amen. Well, ladies, the Lord say the same, and even if gents are on the line tonight, as the women and men of God, however it is, if we don't have anything else that's going to be spoken tonight or anything else that God has placed in your heart, we're a little bit early, but it's still good because it's sometimes our time frame that we're in when we finish up the ministry, whatever night. So, like I said, on Monday night, we're available for prayer. We will pray, and then we'll open it up again for prayer requests. So, if without further ado, if there's no announcements, if there's nothing else to be said, I pray God's blessings upon you, and we'll look forward to you on Monday night. Let the Lord say the same. Praise the Lord.
Demetrios.
Hello, Demetrios. Praise God. Bless the Lord.
Shalom Alithriel.
I need to go.
We bless God. We praise God. Thank you, Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Thank you, Jesus. I pray our hearts are clear. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Father, for those that are still online while others are hanging up, God, we know not what their prayer requests is or things that they need as they continue to release the line. I'm asking that the blessings of the Lord follow them. Let those things that was not spoken, those things that they need, God, I'm praying a stirring of a fire. Some might be disappointed, hurt, or going through a challenge or a trial right about this time, and because they're standing in the gap or listening to the word, God, I'm praying you do something supernatural on the other side on their behalf, in the name of Jesus. We're praying that you continue to bless in their homes and glory in their bodies. We're praying that you're blessing their minds. We're praying that you're blessing in the direction that they need and whatever else that's needed at this hour. We're praying, God, that you bless them with joy and peace and let the favor of God find them, in the name of Jesus. God, I glorify you and thank you so much for all your great and mighty acts. There is none like you. God, we ask you, Lord, to help us to be that people that be steadfast, unmoved, always abound in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain. God, I pray, glory to God, for those that have been hurt or betrayed, or glory to God, need of some comfort now, need of some direction, need of some peace. God, I pray that Jehovah's alone, glory to God, will bless them in the name of Jesus. God, you are the El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Breasted One, the All-Sufficient One. I ask you, Lord God, to bless in the name of Jesus, that you are Jehovah Jireh, glory to God. God, you are our provider. God, I pray, God, that you will move in a miraculous way. God, I pray, glory, that some might be at their end's wits, but still standing on the word and still trying to stand and still trying. I come against every satanic and demonic force that will come against their minds, or come against, glory to God, that their possessions in the name of Jesus. I speak blessings. I speak encouragement. I speak you use those gifts and those talents that you place on the inside of them. Help them to know who they are without a shadow of a doubt and stand on it, that we never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. We bless you tonight, Lord. We glorify you. We thank you for Pastor Dorsey. Bless her in a special way. Blessing that ministry. We just pray. Pray for, glory to God, the movement of the Spirit in a special way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Jehovah Shalom. Shalom, shalom. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. You're worthy to be praised. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Pray for some directions and some things that need to be corrected. We bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Shalom. So